Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Dr. Anne Garrido, an associate professor of homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne lives in Miami, and her preaching is entitled, Dare I Pray This Prayer?
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If I've remembered that afternoon once, I've remembered it 1,000 times. The afternoon I finally got up enough courage to sidle next to Jesus and ask him to teach me to pray. He would frequently go off by himself for a bit, sometimes in silence, with his eyes closed, sometimes his mouth moving, sometimes his head bowed, sometimes looking up at the sky, sometimes pacing. I knew he was deep in conversation with God. And when he returned, he often came back with a greater clarity, a greater sense of peace, a renewed energy, a smile. I mean, I'd prayed since I was a child, but I never felt like I had quite the relationship with God that Jesus had. Perhaps I was just a little bit jealous. I wanted what he had. And the longer I watched him over the months, I began to want it desperately. And so finally one day, as he stood and stretched after a long period of silence on the hillside, I dared to walk up to him and to ask, Would you teach me to pray like you pray? Okay, he said, smiling, if you're sure that's what you want to do. I do, I said foolishly. Well, first, you should understand that I've left my home and my family. I have no father here to watch out for me and give me security, so I call God my father. He's the one I have to rely on. Do you feel comfortable calling God your father, the one that you'll totally put your trust in? I hesitated a bit, thinking about whether I really did trust God to watch out for my needs, but then I said, yes. So we can begin then by saying, Our Father. Our Father, I repeated. And then I generally begin by telling God that his people are in a royal mess. Now, as in the past, they're scattered like sheep without a shepherd. They're in peril, vulnerable to all sorts of dangers and evils every hour of every day. It's not really that he needs reminding of this, but it doesn't hurt to tell him that I've noticed it also. God's name, God's reputation is tarnished because others can look at us and see what a mess we're in. And so I shout out to him, Make your name holy again. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name, I repeated. And then he said, Since the time of the prophets of old, God had promised us a time would come when we would no longer be subject to corruption and deceit, a time when God would be the one we belong to, and his law written on our hearts, a time when the earth would be filled with his presence, and the lame would leap, and the blind would see, and the deaf would hear, and the hungry would be fed. That's what God wants, and that's what I want also. So I cry, Your kingdom come, your will be done. Your kingdom come, your will be done, I repeated. You have to say it like you mean it, he said. You have to want the kingdom of God to come more than anything else in the world. Your kingdom come, your will be done, I said a little louder. You have to want it like you want to breathe after 2 minutes underwater, he said. Your kingdom come, your will be done, I shouted. We'll keep working on that, he said. Now, here's the thing. If you really want to see God's reign on earth like it is already in heaven, you'll need to give yourself over to bringing it about. Are you willing to do that? I suppose, I said. It's no real answer. I thought about the world as it is, how weary I am of it, how desperately I want to look like God's dream for it. Yes, yes, I said. Jesus replied, so then you will walk a path like the one I walk, announcing the kingdom of God. And that means that you'll have to be willing to travel to let people know about God's dream for them, how they can live the lives God wills for them. Lives that are rich in relationship with many different kinds of people, lives marked by peace. Okay, I said. The problem is that there are other people out there preaching about the kingdom of God, but they don't have the same thing in mind. They will think it's about to be brought about by violence. They're collecting monies as they go to buy arms. This means that when you travel, you will have to travel without money and without any weapons, even if only to defend yourself. And I'm not talking here even about a walking stick. I looked to see if he was joking. He was not. Okay, I said. You have to trust that each and every day you're going to have what you need to survive that day. So pray, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread, I said. And because the preaching of the kingdom is urgent, you're going to be on the move a lot, staying in lots of different people's homes, interacting with lots of personalities and cultures. You're not going to be able to accommodate everyone's expectations, and they're not going to be able to meet yours. And lots of times you'll end up stepping on others' toes, and they'll end up stepping on yours. And you're going to need the capacity to forgive a lot and to ask forgiveness a lot. That's going to happen all the time, I said. All the time, he said. So pray, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, I said. And sometimes, he continued, the call to preach the kingdom will be so wearisome and frustrating, you'll be tempted to give up. You'll say it's too much. Tough times in life test our mettle, and we get to find out what we're made of. But at the same time, it does no one any good if you burn out. So ask God not to let you get in over your head and to rescue you when you head off in a bad direction. Say, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. I repeated, lead us not into temptation and deliver us from evil. That's it, he said. That's all? I asked. Is there anything more that we need other than bread, forgiveness, and the ability to remain faithful to our calling? He said. It felt like a trick question, and I wanted to think about it for a moment. Maybe there was more I wanted. Maybe the kingdom of God wasn't entirely it for me. I'll leave you here to think about it, he said. And he stretched again and turned to head down the hillside from this secluded place. Wait, what if I can't remember the exact words? I asked. Praying like me isn't about necessarily using the exact same words as me. It's about having the same attitude before God, before life, as me. It's not a question of memory, I think, but a question of courage. Don't ask, how do I pray this prayer? Ask, dare I pray this prayer? And then he smiled and continued to walk down the hillside, leaving that question hanging in the air.